I'm Rollo Smolcom.
And we're graduating sound arts students from LCC. Over the course of tonight and tomorrow night's show, we will be playing you material from other graduating sound artists on the BA Honours Sound Arts and Design course, all of whom will be exhibiting at the end of year show at LCC from the 3rd to the 9th of June. The show will be a great opportunity to hear and see some exciting, diverse and innovative sound art. So please come along to LCC and support and experience this new group of emerging London sound artists.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was an extract from a piece by Sam Andrews. It's a surround sound piece put into binaural format, so stereo format. And is it something to do with memory loss, Matt?
I believe so.
We've got in brackets memory loss, so...
To prompt our memory loss.
Sam, if you're listening, sorry we haven't told everyone its full title. And the opening track was by Chris Wright, and it was a piece called Probable. What have we got on next, Matt?
An extract from Rory Buckley's Sonic Rolling, or Rolling Sonic Ball Structure, which he showed at the Ether Festival.
We're equally dumbfounded by this title, but here it is.
So that's Sonic Rolling Ball Sculpture by Rory Buckley, which he says is made using a mix of found and appropriated materials such as vacuum tubing, melted vinyl records and conduit piping. The sculpture is powered by a Technics 1210 turntable, and an Archimedes wheel carries ball bearings into the tray where they are randomly distributed to different instruments which have been fused with amplified music stands. Some of the stands have been processed with delay and reverb, and the resulting interactions between the two creates quite unique compositions. We went to see the piece at the Ether Festival.
Yeah, he was on Felix's Machines. It's on at LCC right now, so I think he's probably there setting it up as we speak.
Tinkering.
And here's the next piece. Thank you.
came back, there were four eyes in the road. Well, I'm sort of, maybe not now so much, but I was a curious fellow. And I got out of the Land Rover. It was two tarantulas. And I picked them up, because as one always has, a biscuit tin. And I took them back to my room in Belize camp, airport camp. And I fed them. They liked tea, and they liked biscuits. And there came a moment when I opened the tin, and there was only one in it. Because tarantulas, when they mate, the female, take care, boys, the female eats the male.
Split.
Been listening to Laurie Akerman there with his piece Richard, and we're in the studio with Brood. They're just setting up now, causing lots of havoc, and they're going to be performing for us later, as will Giuseppe Cattelmo as well. And well, hopefully we'll have everything set up by that point. But the next piece we've got is by Peter Warnock.
Yep, taking you all the way to New York, I believe.
On a roller coaster. So there we were on Cyclone Roller Coaster in New York.
Apparently, I think, one of the world's oldest roller coasters.
Well, you know, if you ever wondered what that sounded like,
I'm sure
that's what it sounds like.
I'm sure it's quite a fearful ride. I think it's made of wood.
It was a little bit woo-woo to be fearful, really, but... So, anyway, yeah.
Well, next up, we're going to play a piece by Lowell Johnson, and this is entitled Bird Voice Amalgamation.
You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM.
Yep, Rollo is correct, you are. And that was Lowell Johnson's Bird Voice Amalgamation. I believe Lowell is showing a piece, an interactive piece, at LCC's end of year Emerging London Sound Artist Show, of which we're all a part.
On Thursday.
On Thursday. The private view is at 6 till 9, Thursday, 3rd of June. Be there.
Actually, in the small print, it would have to say not open weekends, but...
Yeah, it's not open weekends, but it's Thursday, Friday, and the following Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I think they've got it now.
I believe. I hope so.
Do you want to introduce the next track?
The next track is a good friend of yours, Kevin.
Yeah, this is Kevin Emery with, I think it's called Touch of Turk.
I believe. Yes, that is it, off the Elsa compilation CD.
So that's Kevin Emery's Touch of Turk. I think it's got some old Turkish 60s psych sample in there somewhere. Hence the name.
Hence the name. It's good to know the reason behind these things. Much like this following piece, which is Omnium, in brackets, Cycle, by the Irish sound artist Paul O'Brien. And the piece is based on a section of Flann O'Brien's book, The Third Policeman, which he says is a surreal and darkly humorous novel about crime and punishment. The piece's structure Reflects the cyclical nature of the book in that the listener is taken on a sonic journey from the Irish countryside to eternity and back. More of Paul's work can be found at hearingbeckett.org.
You're listening to Matt and Rollo Show here on Resonance 104.4 FM. And here with us, we've got Giuseppe Contelmo to...
Hello.
Hello. What are you going to... Well, you're going to be playing, but what are you going to play? If you could just explain.
I'm going to play a recording of myself snoring. And I'm going to modify this recording as some kind of frequency that are symbolizing the brain waves that... the delta waves that the brain produces when in a state of dream. and I'm going to mix those two sounds. So just to give a kind of representation of the sound produced by a person dreaming.
Does the piece have a title?
Yeah, Snoring Waves is the title.
Snoring Waves.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we haven't actually checked if this is going to work, but let's give it a go.
So we're going live.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Giuseppe. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, I was.
Anything you'd like to add before we play another piece?
He's asleep.
No. I'm falling asleep right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for that. We're going to head into another track. Sultry ending, yeah. The Rollo next to me made apparently out of analog television. So how did you do this?
Well, I recorded a television, Matt.
What did you record in particular? TV programs?
Fuzz, a bit of ITV, weather stuff.
Sounds like you got a bit of Baywatch at the end.
Do you think it's sleazy?
No, I think it's good. Okay. So that's entitled, what's the title of that?
Please Don't Darn Me Analog TV.
Amen to that.
Poetic, yeah.
So right now we have Mr. Jose Macabre representing for Brood and his solo work.
Can we hear you, Jose?
You can't hear me. I cannot hear you.
Oh, we can hear you.
I don't need a headphone, so I can hear you. They can hear me, so that's all.
We're all good.
I'm sure everyone is laughing right now at you, though. So you got some questions for me, don't you? Do you?
Well, our first question is...
Where is Sammy?
Where is the other half of Brood?
The other half of Brood got stuck in the supermarket. He was trying to steal some foil for his entertainment and he got caught. So, yeah, he's trying to sort it out. It's got some bureaucracy to sort out in the police station in La La Land. So, yeah. I need to do something by myself here. It's really hot, so we are all getting ready of our clothes. And yeah, I feel Giuseppe Cantelmo is touching my knee right now. I'm getting a huge erection for all of you. And yeah, I think it's time to play.
I think we should stop him talking, just let him play before he gets us in any trouble. Get over and do your thing. So this is Jose Macabre, who's representing Brood You got an album out? Have you? Is that right, Jose?
Yeah, we just brought an album out, and that is the stuff that we do together. Sammy, my partner, which is having trouble right now, and me. The album is called Your Mother, and we've got a single that you will hear tomorrow called Filth Me. We've got some merchandise as well. It's all about filthy people. Filth me tonight, filth me till you can, really.
Okay, so if you he's going to play us what that sounds like, filth and sweat and what have you, once he gets testing his gear. Matt, tell us about the show quickly before he gets playing.
This radio show with
remind anyone who's tuned in.
So, yeah, we are here to promote the Emerging London Sound Artists Sound Art and Design course at LCC, the graduating show, which is on from the 3rd to the 9th. I won't give you the days because Rollo will reprimand me again. But, yes, the 3rd to the 9th of June.
I didn't mean to reprimand Matt.
It's fine. I'm used to it. Okay. We should be going live.
Are you all ready to go?
We're good.
So this is Jose Macabre.
You were listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, and that was Jose Macabre with a live
gay disco.
The Sean Ryder of Elephant and Castle.
So how was that for you?
It's really hot in here, so it's difficult to talk on.
It sounded great.
Really.
Man.
Sorry?
It sounded great.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear something in the headphones, but yeah, it's some of the new stuff that I'm doing that is more audible.
Can you tell us anything about your influences, kind of what stuff you guys are into as Brood and what you're into yourself?
The influences that they go from like early 80s, 90s techno to like industrial rhythmic noise. Even I'm very Italo disco as well lately. You know, it's a mix of everything. You know, as well coming from another country into this culture, you get bits and pieces. I'm a traveler as well, so I get bits and pieces from here or there, and I can't really define what I do.
Mm.
You know, some people say it's techno. So when I do stuff with Brood, it's a bit more like industrial orientated, more experimental, more droney. But I do some experimental stuff more orientated to like soundtrack or sound for film. When mm-hmm. I play live, I like to have a beat, to have like people dancing and, you know, gather a bit of energy in there and have some fun.
It's basically definitely a visual thing as well. I mean, since it's on the radio.
See me. To see me is amazing, basically, because I get my top off and I
okay.
put my thong.
Okay. Well,
they cut me off.
Yeah, because that
I'm sorry, I thought you were cutting me off.
No.
We're not going to cut you off.
It sounded like a comedy, but you knew this before you put me here.
No, it's all good.
So.
But that sounded quite ravey.
Rivey. Yeah, I mean, I'm a pure squat party, honey.
Yeah, no, it's, you know? It's
I've been
cool.
7 years in, you know, behind the sound system, inside the sound system, outside the sound system.
And what can people expect of kind of your more gallery-based work? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I guess, you know, that is more... I can say that's more serious. I mean, I made, like, an introduction to that song that it was... very much to what they can expect if they come to see me live. Plus, if they come on the opening night, they will get some bits and pieces of the film that I lately produced, and I will have a VJ working on these images, and I will do a live improvisation with working with these VJs. So, yeah.
And the thing that you're doing on the opening night is in the main... gallery,
that's in the main lecture theatre at 6 p.m. I'm opening the film session, and then we will be doing a show with Brood for the closing. We've got a show with Brood as well on Friday in a container, and that is an infrasound experience.
And they're in the front of just to
LCC.
Let people know. Yeah,
in the front of LCC, we've got some metal containers, and we wanted to do in first place a nude noise infrasound experience, but
you don't know if you'll get away with it.
You're not getting away, but people, it's not the 70s, so people, they don't really
might not
get
be the weather
clothes.
For it either.
Inside the container, might not be it's fine. And if we
were thinking just about the weather and the,
like,
practicalities rather
20
than...
or 30 people in there, we get, you know, our body heat will warm up. Like, I mean, it's very ugly people over there, so probably we don't get that warm.
All right, well, thanks a lot
to
Brood, and thanks to Giuseppe Cattelmo as well.
Shame that
you've
Sam
been listening
is not here.
It is a shame he's not here.
Yeah,
and you've been
to the police station right now to see what's going on.
You've been listening to the Matt and Rollo show, and we'll be with you tomorrow for an hour as well, between 8 and 9 for more music.
Thanks,
Jose.
State. And if Israel is an apartheid state, today is its Soweto. Today is the day when everyone can see what this state stands for, and everyone will know why this state cannot stand, and why the Palestinians will be free from the river to the sea.